Welcome everyone to this week's episode of Bring It to the Runway. I am joined, as always, by my lovely co-host.
Robert, what's up?
Robert what?
What's up? That's what I said.
Robert Mata.
This Roberto Mata.
Hi, Martin, if you're listening, I hope he does listen to Bring It to the Runway.
No, he doesn't. He said, I don't want to listen to those two fags go over.
No, well, he specifically said he doesn't want to listen to this fag.
I feel like you weren't on the podcast that Martin was critiquing, but if you were, I'm sure he'd have something to say.
Well, apparently Joe has received multiple voicemails complaining about me already, and the only reason why that voicemail stood out was because it was the first one he ever received about you.
I understand that. I would love a compilation, though, of everything that has been said about you. Like, I think the girls deserve it. I think the people want it.
That I'm brilliant, that I'm witty, that I'm pretty, that I'm all the things.
You sound just like Dr. Seuss, who's none of those things.
Well, everyone, welcome to this week's episode. I'm so excited to get into these looks. I was at the precinct viewing yesterday and Lady Camden hosted. Mm-hmm. It was fucking so fun being able to interact with her. What did you do, Robert?
I had dinner with my boyfriend.
God.
I actually didn't watch that shit until this morning during my Saturday morning workout.
All right,
workout.
Well, moving on. Let's get into this week's episode 8, which is the 60s Girl Group Challenge. How did you feel about it, Robert?
I actually love the 60s girl groups. I don't know shit about them for the most part, but I'm always vibing with the trio of whoever it is. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, I thought for the most part, everybody did pretty well, and I thought it was hard for the judges to really clock the girls. I think it really came to detail. And who stood out versus who faded in the background, right?
Yeah, did anyone really stand out for you?
No.
Me neither, actually. But the whole idea of it, I wasn't sure, though, if we were supposed to be genuinely doing 60s girl groups or if it was a drag parody of 60s girl groups. But right. It felt like it was played very straight.
Right. And, I mean, I definitely don't agree with the winner. I said her.
Oh, I definitely don't agree with the winner either.
Her? She's the one who stood out? And then the girl who left, I mean, I know that I'm biased because she's my doll, but like Carrie Colby, I was like, she wasn't that bad if you're comparing it to the winner. Like, what? You know?
Yeah, the winner was like late on half of her words, and even getting the spotlight off of Diabetti, Georges was not doing well at all, actually.
Yeah, she just looked cute, but like honestly, that's exactly why I'm wearing my little Batman mask here.
Because of Georges?
Because it's the 60s challenge, and my favorite Batman films are the 60s ones.
They made Batman movies in the 60s?
Cartoons.
Full feature films?
I'm joking, bitch. I don't know shit about comic books. I'm only wearing this because Robert had it laying around and it just went with the fit.
You know, you kind of could almost maybe a little bit give the old Robin from Batman and Forever movies, like Tim Burton. He was one of the first like men I saw on TV and was like, oh shit, maybe I'm not straight.
You had the hots for those little thighs peeping out them little booty shorts.
Well, those were the those wasn't the traditional like Batman and Robin costumes. They were the ones, the hard ones with the nipples like soldered on.
Very Schiaparelli.
Whoever that is, sure.
Oh God, not Robert thinking that he can critique the looks of drag queens on a runway hosting a show called Bring It to the Runway and not understand who Schiaparelli is or at least pretend.
I thought it was a pasta.
I see that.
But
I mean,
or a dish, a fine dish with like, I don't know, like a, like two leaves on the side and like maybe just like a spurt of sauce.
Girl,
you
tea.
Love spurts of sauce. I'm giving Ross and Carson jokes. Pull that back.
Yeah, girl, who doesn't love spurts and sauce? Well, speaking of Carson and Ross, who's Carson and who's Ross, if that's what you're saying? Who out of us two? Which one's the dynamic?
It's so ugly and disgusting that you would even compare those two to us.
You said it. You literally just said, ew, we're doing Carson and Ross right now.
I said, I was saying it about myself, that giving, like I said before, the lowest hanging fruit joke possible. Like sixth grade sex puns, you know?
T, okay.
But no, if we're going to do the whole Raja, who's Delta, who's Carson, who's Ross, you know, you're always the one who gets assigned the sartorial clothing fashion ideas, and I'm always the one who is more, you know, chilling, brainy, and just hanging out. Okay. So I guess that would make me Delta, and that would make you Raja, and that would make me, correct. I guess,
that would make you
Ross,
correct.
And you would be Carson. I don't think either of those are satisfying answers, though. But if we flipped it, I wouldn't be Carson and you wouldn't be Ross.
No,
I don't think anyone aspires to be either.
Well, thank God we're not them. So what is the category for this week?
Like, it's another low-hanging fruit sex pun. It's heart on.
I did not understand. I would love to see their prompt.
Probably just hearts. Just hearts on the runway.
Well, because there are some girls didn't have hearts. The reveal.
Who didn't have hearts?
Well, I don't know. Let's get into the looks and then we'll go over it. All right. First, starting with Willow Pill, giving us the same underwear reference from last week, but like changing it up. And true. I think that's really fun that she has this cohesive storyline, right? So she's wearing a midi length dress, if you can even call it that, because it's just a bunch of thongs sewn together on top of each other. And very Valentine's Day, she has on heart pasties, upper length gloves, and it was backless, right? You could see her cheeks.
I don't remember that, actually. I wasn't looking, though, I have to admit. I'm not interested in Willow's cheeks, up or down.
T. Well, that's true. But yeah, I thought this was a really fun idea. Obviously, it's not like the most elevated look, but I think she looks absolutely incredible. I love this concept. It's fun. It's Valentine's Day. I mean, it's a fun holiday to get into.
I mean, I wouldn't really say Valentine's Day. Just because it's a heart doesn't mean it's Valentine's
Day. But the color palette gives me traditional
Valentine's Day. True. I was seeing a sort of reference to the fact that whenever you see boxers in television, they tend to be like the white boxers with the red hearts. I don't know why that's like something that's just like present in every single like old sitcom, but it felt like she had just kind of transitioned it into like a Victoria's Secret type of sales bonanza type of idea.
Yeah, it's definitely giving 5 for $20 panty sale. Precisely. At Victoria's Secret.
That's
for
what
sure.
The look is. And how she posted on Instagram, her wig and makeup looked better than it looks here, but I guess she spent too much time having to wiggle and wiggle more and more pairs of underwear up her legs. So,
well, you know, the
she
dolls
did what she did.
Yeah, they don't get a lot of time to get ready for the runway. Next, moving on to this week's winner, Dia Betty, wearing this plastic cheap dress. She has on very much Jeffree Star 2011 tees. That's what all my friends were saying at the bar. It was really fucking funny. They're like, Jeffree Star in 2011. And it's true. I can't unsee it. Nobody should strive to look like that. No offense. It's no, definitely not worthy offense. Of a mood board. Yeah, no, I think maybe the styling of the garment isn't cute, you know, but if I can even attempt to describe this mess, she's wearing a plastic dress with plastic hearts in obscure shapes and very angular, neon green, fluorescent pink, and then it's like a black weird dress over some sad like magenta fishnet tights with the Jeffree Star 2011 MySpace Day makeup and hair.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she wore this hair during the promo. If it wasn't this exact hair, it was something extremely same reminiscent cut. Of it. And it was busted then, and it's busted now. I don't like a single thing about this look. I don't know why she... Clearly, the runway really doesn't mean anything in terms of assessing who the winner of the week is, because this should have landed her back to the back room for Untucked, because no one wanted it.
Right, at least in comparison to the other dolls, right?
Yeah, no. And I also don't believe Dia Betty when she says that she's this edgy rocker type of girl, because she always kind of does like a middle school person's interpretation of what edgy
girl,
and rocker
she is.
She is
not an edgy rocker girl. Look at the bitch out of drag. That is a preppy little bitch. She's giving like beach day. Like, I don't know. You're not a rocker and you're not edgy. You're a very average white man from the Midwest.
Well, I'm sure he knows that. I think that's why he's trying to be interesting by saying he's a rocker. Like, being a rocker isn't
if
kind
it's
of
not
tired.
You, it's just not you. And that's why I never understood why some girls, like, out in drag, they're so cocky. They have these big egos. And I just think to myself, like, bitch, do you even know yourself? How detached are you from who the fuck you actually are? Because you're nothing like your character. Like, you're so fucking basic. Like,
who are you talking about?
It doesn't feel authentic.
Give us some names.
I don't want to give names right now.
Wow, you're being shy now? You're being shy now? You're going to put the Batman mask back on?
Girl, I'll say some names. Valentina.
I knew that was going to be the first fucking one. But whatever, you talk shit on Valentina every single episode.
No, I don't. So
it's really, I feel like if we had the time and we would, you know, do a little rollback replay of every little moment that you've talked shit on Valentina, which I'm pretty sure is every episode, but who cares? I don't need to do the crazy Mexican Valentina stan shit like it's not 2017 anymore. But I want more names. I said names, plural.
Let's see. Like, let me start off with dolls that I do respect because they seem to have some congruency.
Soften the blow.
Adore Delano, Libra sister.
What a surprise.
She's great. Like, in and out of drag, it feels authentic. Naomi Smalls feels authentic to who she is.
She definitely does.
I would say Alaska, Laganja, Gia Gunn, Alyssa, Shangela. They feel very true to who they are. They're not trying hard. I would Sharon Needles, Kim Chi, Bob the Drag Queen. They feel very much Monet Exchange, even Violet. You know what I'm saying? Like,
interesting list.
Mo Hart.
Those all tend to be fan favorites. I wonder if them being fan favorites is related to the fact that maybe they come across as more genuine in and out of drag.
Of course.
I don't know. I don't talk to them out of drag. I don't talk to them in drag. But it is what it is. I'd say some of them are definitely trying hard. You're just not necessarily seeing it or appreciating it.
Anyways, moving on, we have Bosco. Bosco is serving Queen of Hearts in a white dress with this like heart-shaped, like, what is this time period called?
Victorian.
Victorian wig, very that, white, with some like devilish vampire makeup going on. I think the makeup is really fun. Giving old school countess energy. And she has on, this dress, let me see. It has a heart-shaped cutout with rhinestone detailing on the perimeter. A really interesting boat neckline, but it's like very short sleeve. Well, it's sleeveless actually. And then she has a big heart-shaped cutout on her ass. And that's obviously the main selling point of this look. I thought it was fun. You know, she has on this fur that she reveals this dress to. It's simple. I think it's cute. Fun concept. I didn't like die over it, but I thought it was fun.
Yeah, I didn't gag over it either. It was perfectly serviceable and clean and I guess a different idea than we would have expected from the hearts, but I'm not really inspired by vampires in general.
Right.
I don't really get that motif. I don't know why we see one vampire every season. And not that I'm intending to draw comparisons between shows, but the Dragula girls eat this concept up over and over and over and over and over again. And I just don't think that now on the Drag Race stage, like, they can hold themselves up to that standard.
I love when they make fun of the Dragula girls and they're like, because blood coming out of someone's mouth has to happen every time. It's annoying. That does annoy me. I'm not impressed by it. It's not effective. It doesn't work all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I almost wish that Bosco had some element of surprise that wasn't just a bare ass. Because I'm not really surprised by a bare ass
I totally
either.
Expected it.
It's a bit of an old trick.
Yeah.
But hey, I'm an old trick.
Ooh, who's tricking on you, Robert?
Myself, girl. You can't trick yourself.
If you can't trick off on yourself. Okay, so next we have Deja Sky. Deja Sky is wearing a latex short mini dress with a white peplum detail on the waist, cinched with a thin red stripe to signify a belt, little heart-shaped belt buckle. She has on these big latex red hearts on her sleeve, red opera length gloves, and then these exaggerated bifocals, kind of, also with hearts and shit. I like the wig, and that's it. The wig is fun. It's like a jet black, but like really bold blue at the same time. Don't know how to describe that color. It's gorgeous, right, though. I think the wig is beautiful and I think she looks pretty, but this look, why would you want to look like this? I don't get it. It's giving me like Chapulín Colorado, Chavo del Ocho. Like, I don't,
it does.
I don't like it.
It is a little, what is the word? I guess kitsch, but not in a fun, exciting way, just a little overdone. She said those were Dame Edna glasses, and Dame Edna's a really, really old drag queen from Australia who was doing drag and making television appearances and doing the rounds far beyond the birth of most of these queens. So at least there was a reference there somehow, shape or another. But Deja did the worst thing that I hate to see in drag, even more than kid drag. It's usually in kid drag, so it's related. And that's socks with frills on them. There is nothing more nasty on men, women, non-binary folk, anyone who decides to put on a fucking sock with frills. It just is, it's so disgusting. I'm like, I don't even have words, really. I'm being vague, but I hate them.
Yeah, it's just, I don't really like this look. Right?
I think it's actually, it's not that I dislike the look. And once again, we've forgotten to pump and dump.
True, I don't dislike it.
I would give it a pump, but it's not an enthusiastic one. Yeah. I just think it's well executed and well structured. Yet again, Deja's giving us
It definitely extra doesn't large look shoulders. Cheap. She does not look cheap. She always looks very polished. And I'm surprised at how like she can make some things look decent. But then you're right. Even when she's wearing like that napkin dress from that Glamazon Prime challenge,
Georges
hated that. No, I'm talking about Deja's because it was also just like squared pieces of fabric, two seams.
Oh, when she said she was a Grecian goddess.
Yeah, I was like, no, but you look really pretty. Your hair always looks good. Your body looks great. Like, you know, she has nice wigs, nice makeup. So she looks polished. Right?
It's nice to see her in something that's not neon because right. I don't think neon really benefits her in any way.
But it just looks like a weird child cartoon. I don't know.
No, it is. But that's what it is. So.
Well, next we have Miss Jorges. Ooh, serving Victoria's Secret Angel Million Dollar Ruby Stone Bra Fantasy.
You dressed her?
Very, no, stupid bitch. But she is giving Bella Hadid in the face, this makeup, the hair maybe. She has on a big, like, pastel pink ostrich feather heart signifying like this little background. And even though it's super simple, she's just wearing a red bra and panty and like a long sleeve detail. Girl, I'm sorry, but in this instance, it works. Like, it is giving me a heart on. It is so cute. It's all stoned and red beading. It's gorgeous. And I didn't love her just wearing lingerie last week. It is very similar to what she wore last week, but it's working for me today.
Well, that was my note, that it's basically another redux of the lingerie idea. And yet again, it looks like George just took a stop to that ostrich farm by her house and then killed a couple more for the damn little sign behind her. But, you know, she wore, I think I said in the very first episode she was in, she wore a similar heart-shaped idea. She reminded me of that character in Looney Tunes who's like shaped like a heart.
Oh yeah.
And now she's like even more literally going in that direction. So I wasn't thrilled by it. I thought her body obviously looks good, but she's like 21. So like her body's of course going to look good at that age. We'll see how many more years she has of that relying on body idea.
Well, next we have Jasmine Kennedy. Jasmine Kennedy is serving us like Meg from Hercules in this wine chiffon draped gown with a super high thigh-high slit with a big piece of like stoned hardware. Same detail in the sleeve. It's like an asymmetrical cut on top, one shoulder. I don't like this look.
No.
At all. I think it really ages her. I'm so tired of this fucking hairstyle on her. It's like pageant, but not good pageant drag. And her makeup looks really harsh here. I'm like, blend, sweetie. You look muddy. You look very muddy. Talk about only looking good from the front.
Even then.
Yeah, it's still very harsh. No, I don't like this at all.
really gracious when you said that she was actually giving Meg from Hercules, because she said she was doing like some Aphrodite idea from Hercules. And I don't see either in this. It's just standard pageant. Like, it's not even good standard pageant. It's a piece of velvet wrapped around her body.
I don't get the heart on. No, it's not velvet.
Well, yeah. What's the difference? I know there is a difference. How do you identify the difference between velvet and velour? Is there like a signature piece?
No, in terms of like how they look, one that looks very expensive is going to be velvet. So like anything low pile is going to be more velour vibes.
Of course.
Yeah. Is it velvet? I can't tell. I think it's like, no, but I don't think it's velvet or velour.
It looks curtainy. I was saying it was like an expensive Southern woman's home. Oh. The Scarlett O'Hara sort of idea of, fuck, a bitch needs a dress and the runway's in 15 minutes. Let me figure it out.
Gasp.
I also hate the wig and I hate the tiara in it. It makes no sense. Greek fucking goddesses weren't wearing tiaras.
I'm tired of this tired trope.
What the hell? I mean, I don't know any Greek goddesses personally, but I imagine they weren't wearing tiaras or diadems or any of that bullshit.
I would love a Greek fucking salad right now. That sounds so good. A Greek salad.
With olives?
Yeah, kalamata.
Rabarbaramata? Olive toned?
Wait. Okay, new drag name idea. It has to involve Kamala Kalamata. Kalamata.
Kamala Harris?
Kalamata Olive Harris. Kalamata Olive Harris.
Quite a mouthful, Ranch. Girl. And I know you're used to mouthfuls, but you can't handle that name.
Gasp. Okay, next we have Angeria Paris Van Michaels Van Cleef Arpels. Arpels. Motherfucking Iris Van Herpes.
What
herself.
Are you saying?
Okay, Angeria Paris Van Michaels is wearing this really fun 60s mod look, and I love that it goes with the challenge. Even though it doesn't really give me heart on at all,
it's an apple.
I still really like this look. I actually really enjoyed this look. She's giving us this crazy cockadoodle, weird fucking Sia platinum blonde, blunt cut bob. Crazy, almost like a helmet, which that 60s mod helmet look is very that. And she's giving us this really fun black and white ostrich feather silhouette that is cinched in the waist. And then she reveals, almost like pom-poms, this black and white vinyl patchwork bodysuit situation. It's really fucking cute. I really like what she's wearing. Yeah, I liked it. It was simple, but I loved it. And then it reveals to an I heart you, which, okay, but...
Yeah, the I heart you was definitely like ironed on after the fact when she knew she needed some elements to make this work. But I did not expect a Harajuku reference from Angeria. So the fact that she gave it is like,
yeah,
just great. Like, yeah, definitely not what I thought was in a typical pageant queen's wheelhouse. Not that she is a typical pageant queen. I'm also tired of the, oh, I'm a pageant queen, but oh my God, I'm also funny storyline.
I can't believe I'm actually funny.
That's crazy.
Like, whoa.
Oh, she's a pageant queen, but with personality. Like,
whoa.
Do you remember any pageant queens that like actually had no personality at all? Like, it feels like
they have the most.
Yeah, it feels like a trope that is like built off of deception and lies. But that's Drag Race, so it's what we're used to.
Well, next, moving on to Miss Carrie Colby. Talk about a heart on baby girl. Do you remember that movie, Bedazzled? What was it called?
Lies.
Do you remember that movie with that ugly guy that looks like a real life big version of Lord Farquaad from Shrek? That comedian. White man, I know, it's not giving a lot. Okay.
Really narrowed that down.
I know, okay. Well, that movie, it was called like, she was like a she-devil and like he sold his soul to her. And I don't know if you guys, it was called like Bedazzled, I think. Okay, well, whatever. Carrie Colby is wearing fucking body. She has on red latex upper length gloves and that's the only thing really covering her up. She has on a... like red blood splatter springy bitch. No, it's like a red 3D blood stringy splatter, completely see-through, if you want to call it dress. And it is really fucking sick. But then it's just revealing to like a black panty and titties, and she's giving us this little sexy devil look. I mean, Jesus Christ, if you're going to go out like this. She gave us versatility with her makeup. We haven't seen makeup like this from her. It's very dark, spooky.
Never seen her in black lipstick.
Black eyeshadow like this.
It's a little heavier than usual, but
yeah, it's super smoky. Sultry. It's very effective and sultry, but this is a different look. That lip shape, she has never drawn on her lips that way to be pointed. And so this really fun little short red, like deep red, black rooted wig with like these little devil horns coming out and hair that are forming a heart. This is heart on, baby.
Nah, I think you're tripping. I think that it's another tattered ass look from Carrie Colby. This is like her fourth time putting on strings and ropes and threads and calling it fashion because it allows us to see her body. And all of that's great. It's just not like a cohesive look. It's just, I do appreciate that she went with the whole like cardiovascular system of an idea.
Right.
Like, I'm not a cardiologist, but I got that much from the anatomy. And other than that, I think that she looks kind of like maybe this is nasty, but she kind of looks like the wife of a pirate ghost, like just all in like a ghost ship.
I don't
sad
understand.
And tired and haunted.
I don't understand this nerd's references half the time either.
You've never seen a ghost ship on TV?
Pirates of the Caribbean was so boring to me.
I wasn't
never
referring that to that. There's a much larger nautical genre out there than Pirates in the fucking Caribbean.
Well, no, bitch. I love mariscos, but sweetie, I don't know my nautical history.
Well, I'll get into it. But I thought that that's what she was serving. Actually, I thought she was giving a sea monster, but from like the Red Sea. It, regardless.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Like red algae. Like she has red algae stuck all over
herself.
Well,
in that case, yeah. But overall, I thought just not.
You really aren't feeling this at all.
No.
You have nothing positive to say about it.
The only thing I could think about a positive to say is if talking about how religious she was throughout the episode, if she intentionally meant it to be like from that moment in The Prince of Egypt when they turned the Red Sea to blood and then she's like emerging from the water as a blood goddess, paragon of
girl
God.
Bye. Anyways, you have some fucking imagination, don't you?
Why are you grappling onto this microphone, girl? You're gonna break it,
honey, because I'm looking for patience. Okay, next.
You need it. You are rushing through these looks at breakneck speed.
Okay, but do you agree that she should have gone home?
No, she shouldn't have been in the bottom.
Thank you.
She shouldn't have been. Georgia should have been.
What the fuck is this
there.
Bullshit, you guys? I'm so confused by this season's fucking judging. Like, Daya winning? I don't see that either. So, anyways, I'm just really hot and bothered today. Next, Lady Camden. Lady Camden is giving us this little Roman Cupid goddess little thing with this big red tulle heart. And then these big oversized arrows stabbing it, and then like this cascading tulle detail under the armpit, and these fun gladiator sandal heels. What do you think, Robert? I think she looks cute.
I think Jesus sandals are apparently always in, even though I personally think they're always
out.
They're
called gladiator.
Jesus wore them first. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he took them from the gladiators. Regardless, I think that Lady Camden looks fine. I think that it's uninspired to do a Cupid look, but she was the only one to do it, so I can't like definitively say that. Like I have to just kind of accept that her concept is the only one on that runway.
But who is heart? Like, what's the heart on? You know,
I don't know. I think maybe in general, heart is not a great reference, and maybe they intended this to sync up with like a Valentine's Day sort of week. You know, we're not too far away from that.
And the day
the network just didn't align properly, but I don't know. Lady Camden looks good. Her makeup probably looks the best that it's looked, at least in combination with her wig as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, she looks really pretty.
But the look is just costume Halloween, unfortunately. And
like a nice DIY costume.
Well, yeah, I mean, I tend to do this, unfortunately, but like I saw the two arrows in her chest and thought of Aquaria's look that she gave where she was doing like the dead bird, which is not heart specifically, but it was a much better execution of the yeah. same idea.
Yeah. Well, I completely agree with you.
Bitch, no, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No.
Oh, Robert's mad that I actually agree with him 100% this time. Girl, well, Damn, we just went through all the looks.
You did. You didn't want to go on a single tangent with me today, girl. You're hustling.
Well, give me a tangent worth going on with
you
today,
babe. There were plenty. I was out here trying to throw you some bones, but you just said, next look, next look, next look.
I don't, the bones weren't giving today, honey. They were flaccid.
It was flaccid week.
It was flaccid week. Sis, I keep staring at this bitch's bookcase, and there's a book called Hyperbole and a Half. Give me that motherfucking book right now.
You want to read it? It's actually, there's very few words in it. It's exactly your type of book.
You are such a motherfucking dick pig for saying that. Okay. Okay. Holy shit. He was not kidding. It's like a fucking picture book. It's a whole little like, wait, this is so cute. What is this book about?
I don't remember the like theme of it, but it's just, I think, I'm pretty sure it's just a millennial woman talking about her experiences with anxiety. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, that's annoying. I don't want to hear this white bitch fucking complain about her privilege.
I mean, that's not exactly what it boils down to, but get yours, girl.
Just kidding.
Any other of my fine literature selections that you want to peruse?
No, not right now.
Girl, you love to read. Bitches.
I like to read bitches, not books. Okay. So are you excited for next week? What are you feeling right now? Also, guys, Robert and I did just guest co-host with Joe Batance for a Drag Race recap. That was really fun. I love a good threesome. It was... What episode did we do? Oh, the
we
last...
We did UK versus the World, the
episode
snatch
4, the snatch game. Yeah. Yeah, and it was really fun. So give it a listen.
No, it was really fun. And I think we both got read to filth on it in different ways. And also we gave more reads in return. So it was just in general a good time.
It was a catty bitch fest, honestly.
What a surprise.
Just three Mexican gays.
Have you ever seen three Mexican gays in one place, like in the media?
No, de
veras. Apart from
no,
by Latin men.
Razón. Oh, pues sí, La Más Draga.
Well, I thought that would be your answer because you bring up Valentina every episode and La Más Draga every episode.
You just brought up La Más Draga.
Actually, you said it. Hyde, bitch.
Charlie Hyde. Okay, I'm so hungry, honestly.
You're going to get that Greek salad with the Kalamata?
Ooh. From where? Zenko Kitchen?
No,
chicken.
They don't have Kalamata. There's Bristol Farms around here. You can go there.
Oh, so how was your fancy rotisserie chicken? What fucking grocery store did it come from? Costco? What was the fancy rotisserie chicken, Robert? We'd like to know.
So I actually decided to not send the picture, as I said I would, to the little group chat.
Wonder why.
Because it was a great chicken. Very tasty. Very delectable. It was from, I can't remember the name of the place, but it's this place in K-Town that only does
H-Mart.
Rotisserie chickens. No, I wish. But it's like a specialized chicken, but I would be lying if I said it was ritzy because it was delivered in a styrofoam tray.
But we love a ritzy rotisserie chicken.
In a styrofoam tray.
Love.
But it was really, really well marinated. Clearly the brine was on point. And you can hate on my chicken all you want, but that shit was delicious.
Sweetie, I'm not hating on your chicken.
You were.
Oh my goodness. Well, yeah, last night was fucking lit. Let me give you guys the fucking gambit. Okay, so... Pretty much.
Are you going to go on a WeHo rant?
No, we started at precinct. We saw Lady Camden present. And then, no offense, it just got a little boring. And I just was not feeling the crowd this Friday. So around 9 o'clock, we hopped our happy asses over to WeHo. And then what did we do? Where did we stop first? Oh, we pregamed at my friend, Matt and Carlos. That shit was lit. And then from there, we went to... Valhalla? Is that what it's called?
I think that's the Friday night party at Heart.
At Heart. And it was fucking lit.
What kind of music did they play there?
I mean, it started off with disco. Then it went into a little bit of like Dua Lipa, EDM-y vibes. But then it quickly went to like Meg Thee Stallion, City Girls, Beyonce. It was fun.
I love... Dua Lipa EDM vibes.
No, it was only that for like 10 minutes.
Well, just the idea of Dua Lipa being in the EDM sphere is just hilarious to me.
Well, like her music production is considered electronic dance music.
Is it really? I thought it was just dance pop. Like I would say...
Dance does belong in the electronic genre though.
It does, I guess. I thought...
Exactly.
Well,
Thank you for proving my point yet again. Why do we always have to fucking argue about fundamentals of category, like color theory argument right before this? What argument did we get into before we started recording? It was fucking hilarious. Composition theory, bitch.
Oh, yeah, about like the rule of nines.
And then the rule of nines, threes
get
and nines.
Get into it.
Three, six, nine. Damn, mm-hmm. She's fine. Mm-hmm. Boom.
Because I believe in symmetry and photography, and obviously that's not what a real photographer does, but I'm not a fucking real photographer. I'm just a common layman snapping pics to look at while I'm, you know, chilling on at home, scrolling on my laptop.
Okay, guys, so Robert is 1 week sober. Is that true?
Yep.
How are you feeling?
Actually, let's inspire
some people today.
It's technically 2 weeks sober.
Robbie. Oh, you're right.
Because
no one was
well,
New Orleans.
The last drink I had was Valentine's Day. So
yeah,
two weeks basically. And it wasn't like, oh my God, I'm drinking too much. I have to stop. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but it was definitely like, it was doctor recommended, like take care of your health, man. Like, you're turning 30, like it's all downhill from here. I was like, fuck. He was like, you have to stop eating red meat, smoking weed, eating candy, and eating fried food and drinking beer.
But why is he telling you that?
Because my body is shutting down on me. I've told you, girl.
What are the symptoms?
Like, I'm not telling you the plot.
Well, no, I'm saying so people can recognize them and see it. Maybe they need to go get checked out, or if they can prevent getting to your point.
Well,
you know,
I'll
like,
say
I'm
this.
Grateful for you sharing this with me, because this is making me really think about my choices.
I'll say this. I did not go to see a doctor probably for like 8 years, thinking that I was like the peak of health.
Oh, shit. The pinnacle of health.
Yeah, pinnacle. Thank you. I thought that just because I went to go see a dentist for my cleaning twice a year, that everything
was going
to be
fish. Well, that's for vanity reasons, because you just want to have a polished smile.
That helps. But it would be nice also to not have to get veneers halfway through my life and have those fucking little goblin nubs in my mouth. I'll be looking like Katie Price did on that Snatch Game episode.
And how...
But I would say go to the doctor and get a fucking general care practitioner way before I did. If you have health insurance, that is. Because not everyone has the privilege.
Bitch, she used to work for Obamacare, and you fully fucking never saw a doctor work.
What was I? Well, you know, it's kind of like I work in TV now, and I don't watch any of my TV shows, because why would I do something?
What TV shows? Like, name some.
I can't, because it's the NDA.
Anyway,
I know I have this. It's like a labyrinth of things I can and cannot talk about. But the idea is, if you think that something's fucked with your body, go check it out. Don't wait 2-3 years to think that maybe it's just gonna go away. And also, get your blood work done.
Yeah, blood work is very important. I get it done every 3 months.
Every 3 months?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that free to you? Do you have to pay for that shit?
No, it's covered by my insurance.
Party.
And you can never be. I get throat swabbed. I get rectal swabbed. I do 2 or 3 different pee tests. And then I get blood drawn.
Yeah, actually, I should say back before all of this started happening, the only doctor who I would see apart from my dentist was the... people at the clinic. Like, I would get STI tested every 3 months.
Yeah.
If not more frequently in busier days. But
how frequent? How frequent is frequent, Robert? How often were you going to the clinic? Like, every other week?
Well, if someone, as they should.
If someone
tells you that maybe possibly you were exposed to something, then
that
you should go
often?
To the clinic. But I'm just saying it happened a few times. It's Los Angeles. Like, it can't happen. You laughing, you're contributing to stigma right now, bitch.
No, you guys, I'm just saying, if you have to go get tested bi-weekly, I would suggest maybe narrowing your pool of selection. That's all I'm saying.
I think...
Like, be more careful about who you stick your cock in and who sticks their cock in you.
Well,
maybe that's the suggestion.
I think that's common sense, but now you're sounding like a damn conservative out here preaching sexual abstinence.
Okay, I'm not preaching sexual abstinence. I'm saying have sex with the right people that aren't going to make you nervous, that they might give you a fucking STD.
I mean, everyone should make educated, like, conscious decisions.
So
every
how
time.
Frequent is frequent in your busy days? How frequent was frequent? Because I say once every 3 months for me.
I'm just saying 3 months as a rule, and then whenever it became relevant in
okay.
the conversation. Whenever
okay.
the text came through,
I'm glad
and then
we clarified,
like,
because
shit.
You were making yourself sound like a very reckless whore.
It's easy to make anyone sound like that, but I would say I was not a reckless whore.
No, I know
I
you're not.
Very
I know
wreckful.
You wouldn't. Oh, he said I was the wrecking ball, baby. I don't let myself get wrecked. I wreck.
You know, I would also say that some of my problems right now are kind of related to sexual health in one shape or form. And I think it's bullshit that some people
prolapsing
it. Like, oh God, no, thank God. But I know some people who that's happened to, even as young as like 23, 24. Can you imagine? Like, people make those jokes about like older like gays who are like 50, 60, but for some people it just happens to them earlier.
Oh my God.
That sucks. I know. Why do we
Lovato has entered the chat. Lovato has entered the chat.
All Lovato references are hereby vetoed by me. I don't want to hear
I don't
want to hear shit.
When's the last time you had your bussy matad?
My bussy?
Yeah.
That's private information. I'm claiming HIPAA again.
Damn, bitch. NDAs. HIPAA, bitch. What kind of shit podcaster is this motherfucking faggot over here? Okay, let's bring up our shows, but then be like, oh, I can't talk about them because I have an NDA.
I didn't bring that up. You brought that shit up. I just said, I'm on a health kick. I'm feeling healthy. And well, you're like,
Robert's sober. Okay. He's not drinking anymore because he's been fucked too many times.
Well, I did not say that you've been fucked too many times and that's why you're sober.
You called me a reckless whore.
Oh my God. You made yourself sound like a reckless whore. I was trying to cover your ass because I know you're not one.
My ass was covered.
Income. Glazed. Perfectly glazed.
Oh my God. I saw donut holes yesterday and I wanted them so bad, but because I'm on a health kick.
Yeah, no, girl. I'm so proud of you.
I can't believe I'm that annoying bitch now who's like, oh
no,
my God.
No, but how do you feel? Do you feel
do
more mental clarity?
Oh, for sure. It's so annoying though. Like, I don't want to feel this good. Like, I want to be able to say that I can eat and drink and do whatever I want and my body feels the same. But no, I'm at that point where I'm like, fuck, like, 2 weeks without alcohol, minimizing any other intake of anything else that's like negative, really has helped me feel cleaner and more light on my feet. And I generally have like a pretty bad anxiety. I haven't had that much. Like,
whoa.
Like the mental anxiety is still there, but like the physicality of it being in my gut and like kind of like coursing through and like keeping my blood pressure up, that has felt like it's minimized. And that's really nice.
Well, I'm very
happy. No Xanax needed.
I'm very happy for you. And I'm glad that you're sharing this journey with us and our followers are invested in,
I didn't add,
in our co-host, but you responded. You could have easily claimed HIPAA.
Oh, I did. Yeah, if y'all want a diagnosis, you can text my doctor.
Give us the number.
Actually, I would love a diagnosis myself. That's kind of the party.
Well, you guys, thank you all so much for listening to this week's episode of Bring It to the Runway. I think we've reached a new rock bottom, honey. And we have
You can't say
about...
that out loud, bitch.
Well, anyways, well, whatever, Robert. Just update the girls. I think we're all invested in our co-host's like overall wellness.
I think I feel great.
Yes, and I'm super happy about it. Anyways, dolls, make sure that you watch this. We are going to start streaming the video along with the podcast. I'm so excited for this feature, to take advantage of this feature. And even though I just look like
shit, you didn't take advantage of it today.
We're recording the whole fucking episode.
Yeah, but we didn't do any video content.
What the fuck do you think recording a whole episode is if it's not making video content? I'm so confused.
Yeah, I did not express myself very well. Video specific content. Like things that would have mattered for the video. It's just a recording at this point, girl.
Yeah, that's the point.
I think we could do something a little more tailored to the video platform.
Okay, Taylor Lautner over here. Well, anyways,
I don't get that at all.
Neither. I don't either. I don't even know why the fuck I said that. Taylor, I hardly even know her.
There are like 7 or 8 of those tired ass fucking jokes this runway. Like,
oh my God. I'm spazzing out. All right, guys. Well, thank you again. My name is Christian. Follow me at @Hella_Christian. On Instagram at @HellaChristian on TikTok.
My name is Robert. You can follow me at RAWB54 to learn more about my health journey and how sobriety can also affect your life.
You guys, I wish Robert did some like sobriety journey TikToks. Just kidding. That would be, bitch, I'd be like, girl. That's when I'd be concerned actually and be like, Robert, what the fuck? Like, this is what you want to start posting?
There was this episode where I said that, you know, people get sober and then it's the only thing that they can talk about. Oh! And legit, like the next week, my doctor is like, guess what, Robert?
Wait, oh my God, I'm shook. Well, let me just remind you all that when you group message Robert and I really appreciate it because Robert can actually keep an eye out on those messages and respond to you, and then I'll acknowledge them weeks later. So please feel free to group message us because I love it.
Yeah, that's that.
Love y'all. Bye.